Hi, my name is Christian, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. How many times have I wondered, why couldn't I just be bit by a radioactive spider? I know there's always a downside to superpowers, but I mean, come on, it's totally worth it. Why can't I just be a billionaire genius? How might I change the world if given the opportunity to be great? Watching superhero movies makes me keenly aware of the interplay between grace and initiative. At first glance, these two ideas seem at odds with one another. Grace is just something you receive. You don't earn it by your own effort. Taking initiative, meanwhile, seems like exactly the opposite. Doing something, building something, seizing the moment, and making something happen. But there's an interplay between these two ideas, and it's clearly observable in these stories of superheroes that have swept the whole world. Maybe it's evident in every story. We see the initiative. We see Tony Stark build hundreds of Iron Man suits. We see Stephen Strange applying himself to study the mystic arts. But we also see the grace they've been given. Tony Stark is a genius, and he's rich. Doctor Strange has the privilege of education and the aptitude for study. Peter Parker gets powers. Steve Rogers gets powers, not through effort. He didn't work out for 2 years to get that super soldier body. That's grace, and we love that. But we also love the initiative that they take. They make good choices. They choose to do good things. They overcome their personal demons or the consequences of their powers. Their character, fully realized or in process, gives us a reason to look up to them. They behave heroically. They do something with what they've been given. Grace and initiative aren't dualistic notions where one or the other is right and true and the other is wrong or false. There's an interplay, and this interplay is also relevant to our faith. In Matthew 25, Jesus tells a story about a wealthy man with many servants who goes on a trip. He gives three servants different amounts of his money to invest while he's away. He doesn't specify what they're supposed to do with it, but the subtext is, do something with what I've given you. While he's away, two of the servants invest the money, and they're successful, and his profits grow. But one of the servants doesn't really do anything. And when the master comes back, he says, I know you as a hard master, and I was afraid, so I hid your money away. And here it is, just as you left it. The master rewards the two servants who took a risk and did something with his money, but he punishes the one who did nothing. There's a lot to be learned from this parable about the character and the nature of God, and the substance of our relationship with him, what he expects of us, and what we expect of him. But a main idea in this parable is this. What will we do with what God has given us? We tell these stories of superheroes. We see the grace they've been given and the initiative that they take, and we wonder, well, what have we been given? And here's the thing, we've all been given a grace. What is the difference between leaping tall buildings in a single bound and moving mountains? Between controlling the weather or shifting the spiritual atmosphere of a place? What's the difference between fighting crime and storming the gates of hell? We've received not only salvation, but the indwelling of the Spirit, empowerment, healing, truth, power. These are our unearned inheritance. These, among so many other things, are the grace we have received. The initiative we take in this kingdom is what we choose to do with these gifts. Sometimes I get annoyed with big budget movies. So much noise and distraction, and the same story being told over and over again, and do they even matter? I'd argue, though, one of the reasons why we keep coming back to them is not the spectacle, but the central, deeply true idea that what we do with the grace we are given is the very substance of life, and it's how we change the world. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christian with your daily Nerd Devo, reminding you not to wait for a radioactive spider.